To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Allen going to keep it, going to look to bust it outside, lowers the shoulder, the surge pushing him forward, progress, he's in for the touchdown. The beast has been released.
Ty Johnson just kind of made an adjustment mid-play. I kind of followed him and got out to the right. Got stood up, but the O-line coming to throw me in there was pretty cool.
Rodgers darting, pressure in the pocket, he sacked and he fumbled. It's scooped up by Benford, and he races to the end zone. For the touchdown, Joey Bosa with his team record, fifth forced fumble of the season.
Got into a rhythm there that second half. Obviously, the fumble touchdown to start the second half off gave us a huge jolt of energy. Get the ball back, we score. Early on, we want to change that, but we figured it out, and you know, that's what we got to be moving forward.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday continues from Dash's Market on Hurdle today. Working for the Buffalo City Mission. Donations encouraged and appreciated here today during business hours and then also every day at each Dash's location through December 19th. The Sabres game's a little later tonight. They're home to Winnipeg, so we won't have pregame until 6:30, but we'll be with you then. Until then, more on yesterday's Bills win in Pittsburgh. The numbers are, well, it's what you saw. It's probably what you'd expect.
Right.
26-7. The first downs were 26-10. The Bills outgained the Steelers by 206 yards. Had the ball for 1 second shy of 42 minutes to Pittsburgh's 18-01.
Just insane. I think the second half was really I think I saw 22 minutes?
To maybe, seven.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that tracks. They only had that one possession where they got close and got shut down on a fourth down play. That was the only time they even maybe maintained any kind of a drive in the second half.
That was a 10-play drive. Their previous long for the game was six. And the Bills had 16, 8, 15, 14 plays on their last four possessions, all scores. 74 offensive snaps to Pittsburgh's 43. Wow.
Fans chanting fire Tomlin, Rodgers throwing receivers under the bus for missing film sessions or something. Yeah.
Something.
Have a time, Pittsburgh.
When it's like this, respecting that Tomlin has been there for a long time, whatever Rodgers means, from his career, but it's one of those where we had a couple times in the drought years, you really root against them. Now they're 6-6. They're not dead.
Right.
That's harder to do when there's still a
things chance. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, there were days in the drought where the Bills were, you know, not even in the hunt, or if they were in the hunt, they were, you know, clinging to the screen, like the last team in there, like, you know, mathematically, so they're there, but you're like, no way is this going to happen. Where, yeah, the game would get sideways, I'd be like, I want you to lose 70-0 right now. This is a way more common occurrence, it has been for me the last 10 years watching the Sabres. That happens occasionally. Not that they get blown out all the time, but when they do, I'll often be, and it's February, be like, I just keep going. Like, let's just see how bad this can get, right?
Oh, totally.
And that's where I would think, and I used to get like that with the Bills for sure. And I'll bet Pittsburgh fans have been living there for a while, because this is not new to them to be around 500, not looking like they can really run with any of the really best teams in the conference, but, you know, maybe they'll get in and just be sacrificed on wild card weekend. Like, that's been it since Roethlisberger was still their quarterback.
They're a little bit old, too. You want this for a few reasons, if you want it. You want it for, like, maybe the draft pick. I was thinking about this yesterday with the Jets in mind. And, you know, I know fans. I'm a fan. A lot of those 1 o'clock games were not well attended. It's Carolina at home. That's not a good example. It's the Jets at home. There were a couple other games that maybe Miami where just like you're just not that into it. But, you know, you've got some fans there. And, you know, they're going crazy when the Jets pull that game out. Kind of a interesting, almost fun game.
Yeah.
But I know how I'd be. Like, why do I want this?
Right.
You know, they have a chance. They would have had a chance at the first pick. Like, they're almost out of that now. Not all the way.
Right.
So you can have that, and that, of course, is always debated, how much that's worth.
Yeah, and not that wanting a coaching change can be any less divisive, but that's almost always where my thoughts are centered when in that moment with the Bills. I wouldn't necessarily be thinking about the draft pick. I'd be thinking, if this gets bad enough, you'll make a change that I think is needed. So get bad enough. I want change. Stink it up.
That was Marone. That was Gailey. It really didn't get there with Rex because they did that before the season was over.
Yep.
Barely.
Yep.
But Geron,
I think, was.
Geron.
Yeah.
They have to lose more to feel, for you to feel that ownership will make a move.
Right.
Well, that could be the case with the Steelers, but they're still in the standings probably about almost exactly where you'd expect them to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6-6, that's kind of what they've been.
And they play the team that passed them in the standings this weekend. They play them this week.
They still have two with the Ravens.
Right.
Starting this week.
They're still live there, but, boy, I don't know. I guess it really depends on what kind of form the Ravens are in, you know, which doesn't look great right now. But if they're even 60% of the Ravens, I think they should. I mean, the Bills did that to them yesterday with, you know, what? All they did was run the ball. I mean, I'd say that's easy, but Pittsburgh was so meek. I mean, they just could not. Not only could they not stop the Bills, they could not run on the Bills. Everybody runs on the Bills. The
yeah.
Steelers could not do it.
Yeah.
So I'd be surprised if they made it at this point, but I don't know. You know, it's the NFL.
It's about the life cycle, how you feel, I think, how most fans would feel. If they had made a coaching change last year, and, you know, they do have a new quarterback. If they had done whatever the thing is last year and were sitting here tied for first with two left with Baltimore, I don't think, no matter what they look like, you're not rooting for losses.
That's right.
You already
had
your thing. You got what you wanted. You got your new regime. And now you want to see him make it.
Right.
And then, and surely there are people like this in Pittsburgh where they're making the same points, the optimistic points about how there's no super teams.
Just get in. Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. You have a good day. And, you know, maybe I can pull an upset or two. Sure. I mean,
you've said it about Rodgers.
Sure. Yeah. You never know if he's going to have that day. I mean, I think they're way fewer and far between at this point. But you never know. He's had an incredible career. He's certainly competent and capable. But it, you know, it doesn't look good now. Yeah, I think if they had a different coach and Rodgers, although that would probably be weird. They probably would have just started completely from scratch. But still, yeah, I think it would be very different. Because right now, it's just the familiarity of, and just it's just so repetitive. We're just doing the same. It is, I mean, they're in the playoffs. They never have a losing record. But it feels to me, it would be hard to not feel like we felt during the drought, I think. Because I think realistically, you strongly suspect, I can't say you know you have no chance because of this point about Rodgers and a good day and who knows what happens, right? But it just feels like you're never going to get out of this purgatory you're in. If making the playoffs every year is purgatory, maybe it's not. That's too strong. Maybe just missing, right? Being in the hunt but never getting there. That's more purgatory than what the Steelers are doing, but still. There have got to be fans who don't like feeling this, but feel like, please just have a losing record so I can fire you. Or maybe you'll quit. Like, it's out there again. Schefter's talking about how, and we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
They won't fire him.
That's what our guest said.
Right?
Will Graves.
Yeah.
Said.
He's too much. I think after we talked to Will, I said, maybe it's a deal where the Rooneys, he comes in and they're sort of like, dude, come on. Like, will you please resign? We don't want to fire you. You've meant a lot, but like, we're done here. We're done. And maybe a losing record gets them closer to doing that. So I would bet that there's Steelers fans that don't feel good thinking it, but are rooting for them to end up, you know, I don't know, 7-10. Just because let's get on with it already.
Their first ever losing record under him.
Right.
It would be. Well, from our side of it, I said this earlier and also yesterday, I think that those are the richest kind of wins to go to as a visiting fan, when the home fans are losing their mind.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not used to it. They don't understand what's happening to us right now. Like, they should be losing their mind. The Sabres won in 06 when they eliminated Philadelphia in a blowout. in, I don't mean the one here, which was 8-0, but it was some 7-1 or some
7-2,
sort of,
I think.
7-2.
Game 5 or
Game 6.
Game 6, yeah, right.
In Philadelphia, and I mean, maybe they're throwing stuff and just not being able to cope. Those are the best when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sal mentioned that Patriot game. That's what I mentioned when Eric was on.
The phone.
Like, this is not supposed to be happening to us.
Right.
And it is. And so we're going to act, you know, like children. That's just the best when you're on the other side of that. So yesterday would have been great, I think, for fans who have gone to that game. Pittsburgh left has Baltimore away this week, home to Miami next Monday night, at Detroit, at Cleveland, and then the Ravens at home. Five games. With Sal, we talked about this a little bit, and he had this on his show, how yesterday the Bills got back to how they want to play. I mean, I think maybe most of these games they want to play that way, but can't. Where you're just dominating on the ground and, you know, both sides of the ball up front, and it ends up being pretty easy. But they have a schedule where they could do more of it. Cincinnati, you can kind of do what you want. You know, most of the season that's been the case with the Bengals.
It'd be a really bad sign if the Bengals' defense is a problem.
Right. Then it's New England the following week. A little bit harder.
Yeah.
At the Browns. The Browns have a reputation for a good defense. They have Myles Garrett. But they lost a key player up front yesterday. And I'm not sure that that has to be impossible. Philadelphia in Week 17. That game on Friday was pretty incredible. How the Bears just blew them off the ball in Philly. Like, who expected that?
I definitely did not. I thought their defense was kind of rounding into form. I really did. I mean, like, if I had to pick a team in the NFC 2 weeks ago, you know, the Eagles, they'll figure out the offense and the defense. Those dudes in the middle, Carter and Davis, the secondary, I like a lot of the pieces there. But, yeah, I mean, they got manhandled by the Bears. The Bears.
Well, it's you don't blame yourself. I mean, this is how it is with the NFL. We watched Philadelphia play Detroit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
2 weeks ago. Goff couldn't complete a pass.
Right.
So
that's the game that had me thinking. That's my team, the NFC right there, the Eagles. The talent on the quarterback has had great games in the Super Bowl. They'll figure it out. And then what do they do? What have they done since? They blew a 21-0 lead at their biggest rival, and then got run over by the Bears.
Before that, they beat Green Bay 10-7. On a Monday night. That was 10-7 week. Raiders, Broncos, and then Eagles, Packers. So, yeah, it was 281 yards against on the ground. Chicago ran for 281 against Philadelphia. What did the Bills do yesterday? 2-something, the biggest amount the Steelers had ever given up in their stadium.
249, I think, was the number. Yeah.
249. And the second highest ever by the Steelers, the other being a Bills game in 1975. OJ. That's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
Tonight, Patriots-Giants. Bulldog, I've been a big fan of yours for many years. I'm wondering if I could just sort of, how's it going? I wanted to ask you this question.
Good, good.
Can you hear me all right?
Thanks for stopping by. Yeah.
So, just, I'll hang up and listen, but can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
I have a 6.65 point lead in a fantasy championship. And I know what you're thinking. What are you doing in the championship on December 1st? Well, that's because a lot of these tournaments, they wrap up earlier.
I'm sorry, I got to interrupt you right now. I can't hear you any longer.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to keep going. You know, even if you can't hear me, in the hopes that you will be able to hear me. Maybe I'm cutting in and out.
Yeah.
Up by 6.65 with the Patriots kicker. Can you name the Patriots kicker? He can't hear me. He was being truthful.
I honestly don't know who the Patriots kicker is.
Andy Borogalis is the Patriots kicker. Okay. Beat the Bills with a walk-off.
Yeah, well, that's right.
6.65 point lead with the Patriots kicker against Wandale Robinson. Who do you like? Wandale Robinson, we're looking at by the props, 5.5, 57.5. So if he goes 6 for 60, 12. Can I get 6 out of Andy Borogalis? I think I can get 6. I don't want to have to get 16.
Yeah, no, right.
I think I win.
Like one long touchdown, and you're in trouble.
I think I win if no touchdown.
Yeah. I think that's probably right.
Robinson has games where he goes like 10 for 50.
Thus the lines. Well, 10 for 50. Well, no,
Nobody does that.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Look up his career. He had a big – was that last week against Detroit? He had a big one for a touchdown in that game. But – you have his stat line last year was amazing. It was 93 catches for 699 yards. So 7 yards per catch for the season, like just short stuff. Anyway, that's what we're going for tonight.
Go Giants, go. I mean, I'm not rooting against you necessarily.
You can. It's not going to matter.
Go Giants, go. We could really be in for a week or really a couple of weeks. If the Giants find a way to get one here against the Patriots.
Well, look, if they don't, and New England goes to 11-2, you're running out of games.
Right.
And they still have the Jets and the Dolphins left, in addition to the Bills and the Ravens. Their last two games are at the Jets and then home to Miami. So you got to think they get to 13.
Yeah, this feels like the one you got to have if you're going to catch them.
What happens if I get to 13? And the Bills and Patriots, each finish 13-4. If they win against Miami and the Jets, and the Bills win in New England, they'll have gone 5-1 in the division. The only loss would be that game with the Bills in Foxborough, and the Bills have the Dolphin loss.
And
in addition
to
the Patriot
loss.
Yep. So I think I have to pass them.
Yeah, I think so too.
Or have...
There is maybe a three-way scenario where the tiebreaker gets different that could be favorable if, like, say, they, Denver, and the Patriots all end up the same. Or does the division tie break first?
That's what I think.
Yeah, I think that's
I think right. This has been changed a little bit.
Yeah.
And it feels familiar to me that we've talked about tiebreakers and I had a certain understanding about them that wasn't true anymore.
Okay.
But I know from Pro Football Reference, the Bills are behind, not that it really matters yet, but they're behind the Chargers and the Colts in the seedings because of common games. Conference record.
Right now,
there
right.
are other tiebreakers that are by common games.
Right.
But because of conference record, sorry. And those two teams are 7-2, and the Bills are 6-2. So it really doesn't even matter yet.
Right.
But the Bills have 2 NFC losses, and so do those teams. Chargers have a brutal schedule and an injured quarterback who may or may not miss time. Justin Herbert had a finger injury, left hand, in their win over the hapless Las Vegas Raiders. Absolutely Power rankings tomorrow at 3. I mean, I don't know. As bad as Pittsburgh, their lot in life seems to be right now. And the Titans, did you see any of their game?
Yeah.
Cam Ward, it's like almost painful to watch him throw. Do you agree with that? It's like sort of three quarters or side army, and he just doesn't look good.
He does a lot. He's got a variety of arm angles. I'm clinging to a life raft of Cam Ward, built out of Cam Ward good throws.
A variety of arm angles sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it's like, you know, if you have two starting quarterbacks, you don't have any.
Yeah.
I think if you have multiple arm angles, maybe you should just have one.
They have a lot to get right. But he's going to be their guy next year, I think. I would bet everything on it.
That's bold.
Yeah.
I would not be that confident. I think you're probably right. But does it have to be true? They're steaming toward first pick.
Yep.
Again.
Yep.
Tennessee with only one win. The only one win team. The Sabres are up next. Pregame for Winnipeg at Buffalo follows this break. Paul Hamilton will join us from downtown. We are at Dash's Market on Hurdle today, benefiting the Buffalo City Mission. The Mission Give Where You Live drive is underway, running through December 19th. Donations are appreciated here and at all Dash's locations through that date, the 19th. Back with Paul and the start of our Sabres coverage for the evening next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.